The Islamic State is a media-savvy organization, if nothing else. Not only does it broadcast high-profile executions, it uses social media to manipulate and recruit beyond its borders. The State Department's Center for Strategic Counterterrorism Communications has been using the Islamic State's own videos to discourage would-be recruits. They've been doing that since July. To help understand this unusual propaganda war, we turn to Daphna Rand. She's Deputy Director of Studies at the Center for a New American Security and a former State Department policy staff member. Daphna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so is this something new for the State Department to use this type of propaganda against something that's seen now as an enemy of the United States?
Sure, it's not new. For many years, the U.S. government and the State Department has been working on public affairs and trying to enter into the marketplace of ideas in which these terrorists operate. In fact, this center has been around since 2011, 2012.
All right. So in this case, though, they're using some pretty graphic imagery. I mean, the tactics seem to have gotten a little tougher.
Yeah, in the past year or so, since it's been clear how much ISIS is using and relying on social media sites like Twitter and Facebook, the CSCC platforms are trying to respond and deter the recruits by trying to explain and how violent and how brutal their tactics are.
And what do you suppose their metric is for whether this whole thing is working or not?
Right. Well, that's a real challenge. You never really know who's going to be on Twitter or on Facebook and be really repulsed by learning about what ISIS stands for. So you never know the recruits that never were.
All right. So now, recently, the State Department had to retract a tweet, or they had to apologize for a tweet. This has happened a couple of times, showing graphic images or body bags being zipped up and so forth. So, who decides within state? How do they decide what it is that is put into a particular piece of social media, and how do they know when they've gone too far?
Sure. Well, it's not an exact science here. It's more of an art. The CSCC office in the State Department aggregates analysis of what type of propaganda ISIS and other groups are using and tries to respond exactly to that, the messages that are, you know, trending on ISIS's own media sites, its own Twitter pages.
So how has their strategy evolved, do you think, over the years?
Well, it's tried to respond to, you know, ISIS's own propaganda wars. So, for example, in the past couple months, you've seen a lot of pictures of how, you know, ISIS is brutalizing Iraqi farmers and the type of revenue that's being lost in Syria and Iraq by farmers because of under ISIS control, trying to respond to the myth out there that, you know, ISIS is good at governing.
Okay, and so given all the possible audiences, do you think most of it is being broadcast outside of the United States, or is it mostly domestic, do you think?
Sure. Well, there's multiple platforms here. There's some in Arabic on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. There's also sites in Punjabi and Urdu and even Somali. So there's multiple audiences that these social media platforms are trying to reach. The English language is, of course, focused in part on some of the Westerners that are joining the fight, the foreign fighter recruits in that community who's inspired by ISIS in the West, the English-speaking world.
I guess it's a good time to talk about public affairs in general at the State Department. It's more than you know, we think of it where I work as just the people that arrange interviews or turn them down in more cases than not. But it has a broader scope than that, though, doesn't it?
Sure. And Secretary Clinton really saw this way before ISIS and when she was the Secretary of State, the sort of equal need to engage in public affairs, both at the high level with foreign media and U.S. and media outlets, but also with people who were mostly using social media.
All right. And what about the danger of something like ISIS being able to take, say, collateral damage from U.S. airstrikes or from if there are any ground forces that are worth the powder they use, some of the images that show the destruction of, say, children that might be living near ISIS or that kind of thing, and turning the tables on the United States.
Right. Well, I think the calculation here is that they're going to do this anyway. They're going to use the most graphic, social media pictures and videos. So it's important to engage and respond and correct and debunk the inaccuracies.
And so who does this? What type of people in State Department put this on? Is it mostly young people that understand digital media maybe better than some of the old-timer diplomats?
Sure. What's interesting about the center is you have a combination of analysts, real foreign affairs analysts who are bringing in from the intelligence community live, real-time understanding of what the groups are saying on social media, as well as digital communications experts.
So what else do we need to know about this?
Sure. Well, you know, it's a start. It's better to fight the propaganda war and be part of it than probably to ignore it. So the real question is, how do you measure, as you mentioned, the effectiveness, and how do you improve and, you know, tweak the messaging as the social media used by ISIS and other groups will itself evolve and adjust and adapt.
All right. Dr. Daphna Rand is Deputy Director of Studies at the Center for New American Security and a former State Department policy staff member. Thanks so much for joining me.